Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Hale, the founder of this beautiful, beautiful podcast and teachingonlinebusiness.com, where we help coaches, experts, any of you that serve clients. We help you build a high-ticket offer, dial in your message and all that good stuff, and take you to the market to be able to grow and scale your business. So today's topic, this one is kind of personal to me because I've been through this process. It's a question I get asked a lot, and that is, how much should I be charging my clients? I want to give you crystal clarity on what you should be charging, and I'll use myself as an example. But before we get there, I want to tell you a little bit about my story and how I went through the process. You know, go back 11 years ago, I first started doing writing. I first started doing SEO. That's when I first got my client, my first few clients in. I was charging $500 a month back then, and this was for SEO. So, got a few clients in. At the time, I was working two 9-to-5 jobs. I replaced that income, and as soon as I replaced that income, I quit those jobs. And I've been doing this for the last 11 years. That's kind of my beginning into the online marketing world. I was new at SEO. I was new to it. I explained that to the clients that I was working with, that even though I was new to SEO, I was getting great results. And by doing so and being transparent and truthful with them, they were willing to give me a chance at $500 a month. That's something some of you that may be listening, that's trying to start your client business, that's good advice. Being transparent and truthful with them up front and telling them that you do know this one thing that you do, but you're just not as seasoned as other people, but due to that, you're willing to charge a lower price. Now, that's fine. When you're first starting out, that's a good strategy to follow. But for those of you that have been doing this for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, talking about the one thing it is that you do, and if you are getting your clients results, if you're getting them exactly what they want, you deserve to be charging a premium price. And it's a simple, really a simple framework that we can lay out for you to decide exactly how much your service is worth. And I'll use me as an example. I'm always fully transparent. I talk about my one-on-one coaching program a lot. It helps people. I know it could help you potentially. We'd have to discuss that on the phone first, but my coaching program is $5,000. In our coaching program, at a bare minimum, we want to get our client to a minimal level of $20,000 a month. So think about that. I'm charging $5,000, and in return, our clients are going to have the ability and opportunity to make at least $20,000 a month for a one-time fee of $5,000. That's worth it, right? So here's what I think about. The end result, again, I'm working from a bottom level. An end result is them at least making $20,000 a month in their business. Maybe it's $15,000 a month by the time they're done with the coaching program. Maybe it's just $10,000 a month. Is that not still well worth the $5,000 investment? Because remember, it's one time. I will gladly pay $5,000 one time to make $5,000 a month. So being able to make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month off a $5,000 investment, that is well worth it. Any of us would do that, right? We'll gladly throw $5,000 on. We'll gladly put it on our credit card so we can have the ability to make $10,000 a month, $15, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 a month. And that's how I determined the value and why I would charge $5,000. And as you can see, $5,000 is actually a pretty good deal. A lot of people think $5,000 is a lot. I mean, it's a good chunk of change. It really is, but I don't even consider $5,000 high ticket anymore. I really, really don't. When I first started teaching online business, $5,000, that was high ticket. Now, more like high ticket is $50,000, $100,000. Bigger contracts. And that's the pace we go when we're entrepreneurs and we're growing our business. We have to make those things our new normal. We have to normalize it. But getting back to how much you should be charging your clients, I want you to think about the end result you are getting your clients. What does that look like? What does that end result look like? Because that should determine your value. Let me give you another example. Let's think, I want to use a client example. So we have a client, her name is Tara, and she is a fertility doctor. And it's been about 2-3 months ago when she first came in. She was helping couples, get this, she was helping couples have a baby. Guess what she was charging? $700. $700 to make life. To make a life. And I said, oh my God, you're charging $700? And I just walked her through this simple process, and she had that aha moment. She's like, wow, you're right. This is worth a lot more than $700. Of course it is. You have the ability to have a baby. You know how much you love your daughter, your son. That love's unconditional, right? It's priceless. That's how she's able to charge $10,000. Now, she went from charging $700 to $10,000 a client. And she should. And she should. And that's still a great deal. That's how we think about the end result. And it's the same thing. It's a simple process, guys and girls. A simple process. But you need to walk down it. You need to think about the end result that you're getting your clients. And think about how much you should be charging. And you base it on that transformation. You base it on that result. You base it on the value of where they're going to be at after you're done helping them. And that, my friend, that's how you properly price your service. And it's simple. It's simple, but it's clarity. And that's the same process I walked through. And I realized that I was severely undercharging and undervaluing my service. And this was before teaching online business. This was when I was doing agency work. And even though you're doing agency work, because we have service-based businesses in our coaching program too, you have to think about the end result. Maybe you are doing SEO. Well, where are they going to be at when you've did your SEO and they're ranking on top of Google? And they have 10, 15, 20,000 people going to their furniture store. And now they're making $60, $70, $80, $100,000 a month. Why would you charge $1,000 for that? That's easily worth $10,000, $15,000. You guys, you have to think about the end result. Because that's where you're taking your clients. That's the transformation they're going to be going through from version A, where they are right now, to version B, where you are going to take them. So if you're listening right now and you're not charging based on that, you need to immediately change that. And I hope this gives you clarity like it gave me clarity. I truly, truly do. So that's it. It's a simple framework. Make sure you're using it. And again, it's all about that end result. That's how I want you to value your services from now on. Map it out, write it on a whiteboard, whatever you got to do to get some clarity on this, because you should never undervalue your service and you should never undercharge. I did it for years. It's a huge mistake. I'm telling you today, don't do it. Okay, guys, I have some coaching calls to get through. Again, I am taking coaching calls this whole week. If you're listening to this podcast and you want help in your business, get over to teachingonlinebusiness.com/apply. Let's schedule a time to talk. We still have two more openings. I was being fully honest about those. We only have two more, and then we're going to be closing this round down pretty soon, and it could be weeks, could be months before we open it back up. So teachingonlinebusiness.com/apply for those of you that are client business owners and tired of struggling and you want to take your business to the next level. Let's get on the phone. Let's see if we can do that. For everybody else, thank you again for your support. This podcast is taking off. I know I've talked about it for the last few episodes, but it's exciting to see it because you're getting results, and that's what it's all about. Again, the number one goal of this podcast is to give you value, to help you get the skills, get the knowledge, get the experience, get the strategies to be able to grow and scale your business. So thank you for taking the time to support me. If you know anybody that can benefit from listening to what I said, make sure you share it. And thank you so much. Love you guys. We'll see you on the next podcast. Have a great one.